Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Tuesday, May 7th. On today's show, the Philippines regulator plans to unveil a cryptocurrency regulatory framework in the second half of 2024, and Vodafone is bringing crypto payments to SIM card-based mobile wallets. Plus, Crypto.com celebrates reaching a milestone of 100 million users, crediting their successful marketing campaigns. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from the Philippines, where the central bank, the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, or BSP, is set to unveil its regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies in the second half of 2024. The BSP has been working on these regulations for some time as crypto adoption grows in the country. For more on this developing story, we're joined now by our correspondent. So what exactly is the BSP proposing in this new regulatory framework?
The BSP has indicated that the new regulations will cover areas like consumer protection, anti-money laundering measures, and rules around crypto exchanges and service providers operating in the country. While full details have not been released yet, the central bank wants to balance encouraging innovation in the crypto space while putting appropriate safeguards in place. This is especially important as more Filipinos get involved with cryptocurrencies.
Right, and crypto adoption has been rising rapidly in the Philippines in recent years. What's driving this trend?
A few key factors are at play. First, a large portion of the population is unbanked or underbanked, so cryptocurrencies provide a more accessible option for storing and transferring money. Remittances from overseas workers are also a major part of the economy, and using crypto can make this process faster and cheaper. Additionally, play-to-earn crypto games like Axie Infinity have become extremely popular, providing a new income stream for many. The BSP has estimated that the volume of crypto transactions in the country surged over 70% in the first half of 2021 alone.
With that kind of growth, it's clear why regulators want to get a handle on the space. How have they approached crypto up to this point?
The Philippines was actually one of the first countries to implement rules around cryptocurrencies, all the way back in 2017. Exchanges are required to register with the BSP and institute certain customer protections. But the central bank has taken a relatively open stance overall, allowing crypto to develop while monitoring for risks. These new regulations will likely formalize and expand this approach, especially as the crypto ecosystem has gotten much larger and more complex in recent years.
What about the government's own plans around digital currency? Is a central bank digital currency, or CBDC, in the works?
The BSP has been studying the possibility of issuing its own CBDC, like many central banks worldwide. They've judged that the use case for a retail CBDC in the Philippines is not yet compelling, given the country's payment system landscape. However, they are exploring a wholesale CBDC for cross-border payments and transfers between financial institutions. A pilot project is planned for the fourth quarter of this year. So while a digital peso could still be a ways off, the pieces are starting to come together.
Thanks for the update on the evolving crypto landscape in the Philippines, James. In other crypto news, telecommunications giant Vodafone is planning to integrate cryptocurrency wallets and blockchain-based payment solutions directly into mobile phone SIM cards. This move could offer a more secure and convenient way to manage crypto assets and help address the ongoing absence of truly scalable utility for crypto payments. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So how significant is this development in terms of making crypto more accessible for everyday use?
This is a major step towards democratizing access to cryptocurrencies and transforming how people interact with crypto assets on a daily basis. By integrating crypto wallets into SIM cards, Vodafone is essentially putting the ability to store and use digital currencies right into the pockets of millions of smartphone users. It eliminates the need for separate hardware wallets or complex software setups. This level of convenience and ease of use is crucial for driving mainstream adoption of crypto payments.
And how does this PayPoint solution by Vodafone actually work in terms of facilitating transactions between different blockchains?
PayPoint acts as a bridge between public blockchains like Ethereum and private blockchains used by institutions such as JPMorgan's Onyx. This interoperability is key because it allows for seamless transactions across different blockchain networks. So a user could potentially pay for goods using Ethereum from their Vodafone SIM card wallet, and the merchant could receive the payment in their preferred digital asset on a private blockchain. PayPoint handles that cross-chain conversion in the background.
It's clear that mobile phones are becoming an increasingly important access point for digital services and commerce. What kind of impact could built-in crypto wallets have in that context?
Mobile phones are already the primary computing device for billions of people worldwide, especially in developing countries. By embedding crypto wallets into the very SIM cards that enable mobile connectivity, it suddenly puts the ability to store and transact with digital assets into the hands of a massive global user base. This could greatly accelerate the use of cryptocurrencies for everyday payments and financial services. It's estimated there will be 5.6 billion blockchain-based digital wallets by 2030, and mobile integration will be a major driver of that growth.
Fascinating developments. While there are still challenges to overcome, it seems integrating crypto wallets into mobile devices could be an important catalyst for making digital assets more practical for mainstream use. Thanks for the insights. I apologize, but the article provided is not related to cryptocurrency, which is the focus of the Simply Crypto news station. To generate an appropriate script, I would need an article that discusses a relevant cryptocurrency topic. Please provide an article with crypto-related content so I can assist in writing the script in the requested format. Let me know if you have any other questions. Bitcoin touched 64,000 on Monday, following the release of softer-than-expected U.S. jobs data. The world's largest cryptocurrency by market cap experienced a 1.5% increase, reaching $64,340. Meanwhile, Ethereum, the second-largest digital token, saw a 3% rise to $3,184. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what drove this rally in major cryptocurrencies today?
The key catalyst was the U.S. jobs report that came in weaker than anticipated. This revived expectations among some investors that the Federal Reserve may consider easing interest rates later this year. When the Fed raises rates, it tends to weigh on risk assets like stocks and cryptocurrencies. So any signs that the central bank's aggressive rate hike campaign could be nearing an end is generally bullish for crypto prices.
Bitcoin is still well off its all-time high of nearly $69,000 reached back in November 2021. But it has rebounded significantly from the lows around $15,000 seen during the fallout of the FTX collapse late last year. What's your take on the technical picture for Bitcoin here?
Bitcoin has been in a clear uptrend over the past few months, making a series of higher lows and higher highs. The fact that prices were able to break out above the key psychological level of $60,000 is certainly encouraging for the bulls. As long as Bitcoin can hold above prior resistance turned support around $60,000, the path of least resistance appears to be higher. The next major upside target would be a retest of those all-time highs up near $69,000.
The total cryptocurrency market capitalization also got a boost today, rising to $1.265 trillion, according to data from CoinGecko. But we've seen the crypto market cap north of $3 trillion at its peak in late 2021. Is this rally enough to bring more mainstream interest and adoption back to the space?
It's certainly a step in the right direction. The crypto market is still relatively small compared to other asset classes like stocks or bonds. So there's plenty of room for growth if the industry can continue to mature and attract more institutional investors. But there are still major hurdles, including regulatory uncertainty and concerns around security, as we saw with the massive FTX fraud last year. Mainstream adoption will likely be a gradual process rather than happening overnight.
We'll be keeping a close eye on Bitcoin and the broader crypto market in the days and weeks ahead. Thanks to our Simply Crypto correspondent for breaking this all down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.